From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Polls are now closed on Myanmar's first relatively free and fair election in a quarter of a century. Myanmar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi joined millions of her fellow countrymen taking part in the process. Her vote was a personal first for the 70-year-old democracy icon. She was under house arrest during Myanmar's last free election in 1990. VOA's Steve Herman reports from Rangoon on what position Aung San Suu Kyi might have in a new government if her National League for Democracy Party wins the vote.
One thing is certain, she will not be the president. The military junta, when it had absolute power, made sure of that, putting a clause into the Constitution prohibiting anyone who has a foreign husband or a foreign spouse or children from taking the presidency. That was, of course, directly meant to prevent Suu Kyi from taking that highest office. So the NLD, if it is able to select the president by itself or in coalition with other parties, will have to choose somebody else until they have the power to change the Constitution.
That is VOA's Steve Herman reporting. In spite of increasing indications that a bomb destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week high over the Sinai Peninsula, the head of Egypt's investigative team says no definitive conclusions have been reached. All 224 people aboard the jet died. Foreign intelligence reports first raised the theory that a bomb exploded aboard the jet based on overheard chatter by known terrorists shortly after the crash. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 23 Syrian civilians were killed Saturday in suspected Russian airstrikes on a rubble-held town outside of Damascus. Russia, Syria's government, and a U.S.-led international coalition are all bombing in the area. This is VOA News. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou says the importance of security and dignity to the Taiwanese people was one of the key messages shared during his meeting with China's President Xi Jinping on Saturday, when leaders of the two sides met for the first time in more than six decades. During an hour-long meeting in Singapore, President Ma told reporters he raised concerns about China's deployment of missiles across the Taiwan Strait. Ma said President Xi said the missiles are not aimed at Taiwan. Taiwan claims Taiwan is part of its territory and that it must unify with the mainland. Beijing has never renounced its option to use force to resolve that issue. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said on Saturday that the United States and everyone else in Asia Pacific is deeply concerned about the risk of conflict between those making claims in the South China Sea. Carter said the pace and scope of land reclamation by China and others raises the risk of miscalculation and should stop. China already has territorial claims in nearly the entire body of water. Several other countries are also making claims. Croatia is holding its first parliamentary election since it joined the European Union in 2013. Opinion polls show a tight race between the ruling bloc led by the prime minister and his Social Democrats and the rival Patriotic Coalition. Neither party is expected to win an outright majority, and both sides will likely engage in lengthy coalition talks with smaller factions. New York's attorney general has opened an investigation of the Texas-based ExxonMobil Corporation on allegations the world's largest energy company suppressed evidence from its own researchers linking fossil fuel emissions to climate change. VOA's Greg Flakus reports.
The New York investigation focuses on whether ExxonMobil failed to inform potential investors and shareholders about the danger climate change could pose, even as the company's own researchers developed evidence that the threat was real. Tracy Hester, a legal expert at the University of Houston, says New York has a major advantage in this kind of probe.
New York enjoys the unique position of actually having the New York Stock Exchange located in Manhattan. So as a result, they've got a unique jurisdictional hook, and they've got a strong state statute and the resources to pursue it. It's going to be difficult for other states to be able to invoke the same sort of contacts and jurisdiction.
ExxonMobil's vice president for communications, Ken Cohen, tweeted a response to the allegations, saying company researchers have presented their climate change findings in more than 50 scientific publications. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
An acoustic guitar once owned by John Lennon has been sold at auction for $2.4 million. Same day sale, a drum head by Ringo Starr. Sold for $2.1 million. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.